Oh my God, I guess it's overtime. Welcome back to 2.0. We're sitting here.
Oh no, 2.0.
We're having some fun with our guests in the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/ONRSLive. It's myself, Owen, the captain of your shit ship. Along with me, of course, is Ty, the lizard wizard, and my mustache.
You're still muted, Ty.
Yeah, come on. Get it together.
Seven years you've been doing this?
Damn it. You shut your mouth. I am co-captain first.
Are you co-captain first? Is he?
Oh, I'm going to stamp my timestamp on this.
He thinks I've still got tenure.
More than double on
you. Oh, you're going to swing tenure. Your big old podcasting time dick around, Ty? Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. I'm slapping you with the podcast.
Ty, it only matters, like, time only matters if you do stuff with the time. Like, I'm pretty sure...
I was expecting this rebuttal, yeah. And also expecting Mikey to still get a good sheen on this, argument that we will have.
Ty...
I got a great sheen, baby.
I tell you what, I The whole Ono Media Empire actually spent a little money for Mikey today and got him some video software and
I'm gonna start doing some editing, bro.
So he's gonna start doing some editing.
And, what? Yeah. Watch out, world.
So it's a big deal.
What did you have to buy, for fuck's sake?
I'm not telling the world what I did. It may or may not be legal. It was shady as fuck, right? Right,
that's
Mike?
What I thought.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was. I mean, technically money was spent and a license for said software was acquired. But how above board it was remains to, it's up for debate. That's just let's say that, you know. But hey, you're excited, right, Mike? Because now you get to learn some video editing software. You're gonna help out with some of the clips on our YouTube channel. By the way, check out Ono Media on YouTube. Please subscribe to that. That would be super dope if you could do so. But
I'm doing it for the producer credit.
Yeah, he wants official producer. Whereas you, sir, you're co-host, but you're not on producer level. You know, like Tom is co-producer. You're
that makes sense. I'm not trying you're to just, stick my foot too far.
But you're just talent. You're just talent. You don't do anything on the technical end. You're just talent. I mean, we use the term lightly or loosely, but you know. And then Mike's trying to step his game up. He's trying to be not only talent, but you know, step into the production side of things. Which I respect that. I respect the gumption.
I do too.
I respect the gumption.
I will initially accept title of junior producer.
I will not accept
Lil
that.
Producer.
I will designate you when it's time. I will designate you what your official title will be, but that remains to be seen. Mm-hmm. Also, the Lightning and the Toronto Maple Leafs are going to overtime officially. So,
cool, buddy,
it's this game is giving me mad anxiety. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, I'm kind of glad that we're doing the show as the game goes on because, like, it's sort of a distraction from both, right? Like I get bored of you guys, I can watch it, and then I get bored with that, I can go back to you. But it's freaking me out. Because I'm just, come on, boys. We're one goal away. We just get to the next one.
We can do it.
Come on.
They lose. They're still in, though, right?
No, they're out.
They're out if they lose.
It's a one goal thing for them, man. One goal goes in from the Leafs, it's over. One goal goes, in from Tampa, and then we're on to the next round.
We pull a full seven game.
Yeah, it's a sticky, sticky situation. Speaking of sticky situations, I saw a one of them bumper things. What do you call them? Stickers. Bumper stickers. That's what it is. Yeah. And those? Yeah. So you know,
damn.
You know what it's like all cut out? Like a diet, like what do they call those? Like it's not just like one big sticker, like the old school, you know, it's more of a die cut sticker.
Sure. Right? Okay.
All right. Okay. That's what I'm looking for. So I saw one and it said, "Proud teacher of wallabies." And then there was a cutout of a wallaby. All right.
So,
that was the noise I made. That's the noise I made, Mikey. I was in the car and I went.
Why do you? Are you? You're proud. You're super proud of it because you have a sticker.
Yeah.
But I assume you either handmade or.
You paid money to get that sticker. Yeah.
Someone is a proud teacher of wallabies.
Wait, now is there
a school around here?
Yeah, that are like,
the wallabies.
Where the
because
Orlando...
if there's not, I want in my head, I want it to be that this person works at the Sanford Zoo and teaches wallabies, right? Like I want it to be like a legit this motherfucker teaches. Then it got my mind spiraling because then I'm thinking about wallabies. And I'm thinking, who would want that as their mascot? Wallabies, although kind of cool, not a very intimidating mascot. We're the wallabies. That's pretty shit, right?
Yeah.
You know? So who's the wallabies, and why are they the wallabies, and why are you a proud teacher of that?
I want to know why they give elementary schools like animal mascots because they don't play like sports really. Like
sometimes they do.
Middle school, I think you start getting into that. You know.
Were you in middle school?
Well, this is actually a thing. This is actually a thing. I'm glad you bring it up because I was always super mad. We started, or I was a member of a charter school that had just started. It's like a magnet school, a technical kind of vocational type school that I went to.
Right.
And Daniel Jenkins Academy of Technology is what they called it, right? And so it was starting up for the first year, but we all got to like vote on what our mascot would be because we didn't have a school before, there was no mascot, so we get to decide what the mascot is, and there were four choices.
Four choices.
Cheetah.
Dope.
Jaguar.
It's pretty dope.
Cow. No, it was bull. It was bull. It was bull. It wasn't
cow.
Cow
would be better.
But it was bull, bull. And you gotta think about Polk County, too, right? A lot of bulls. Like, that's it. But the coolest one, the last one that I voted on was dragon.
Oh, how do you go anything else if you have dragon as an option?
Go straight dragon with your mascot.
You're saying cow was not an option, correct?
It was cheetah, jaguar, bull, dragon.
Dragon, 100%
cow. How do you not cow dragon?
And that's if what cow, I said. I that's what I said. I was like 12, 13 years old. And I was like, these motherfuckers didn't vote dragon. Jaguar was what we ended up with.
I mean, it's
dragon.
Florida,
come
I
on,
guess.
Though. But come on. Fucking dragon? That shit's dope as fuck. Like, if that's your. Yeah, that would have been so much cooler. The Jenkins Dragons. But they like the alliteration of the Jenkins Jaguars, I think.
It's not bad. You know? I'm not mad at it. I might have put that vote in.
I went to Madison Middle School, and we were... they might have changed it by now because of social opinion, but we were the Mohawks.
That's pretty cool.
It was like an Indian.
I like it.
Mohawk
I like
thing.
When, oh, I like that. When a school, a center of learning... appropriates a I like that.
And then we went on to another similarly Indian themed at in high school, we were the Astronaut War Eagles. Like, your school is already named Astronaut. Why? And you are on the Space Coast. Why you didn't go with? You could have called yourself the Astronaut Astronauts.
Could,
for all I fucking care.
Just,
but...
just be the Astronauts. Just be the Astronauts.
Right. We're the Astronauts.
Yeah. It's built in. I went when I went to the Baptist school for a year. That was an interesting one because they went straight with like the Patriots, but it was like trifold hat, like. We are.
You are a Minuteman.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Oh, so wait. They weren't like a modern day Patriot wearing like it 300 probably is pounds now. With flak body armor on?
Flak body armor, some sort of red hat, maybe a Hawaiian shirt. Who knows? Tiki torches, I guess, are involved in the mostly. Whole thing too, probably.
Those are the true Patriots.
But proud to be a proud teacher of Wallabies. That's the thing that I saw.
It's a thing.
It is. It's...
Somebody made that bumper sticker.
Mm-hmm. And they spent a lot of time on it. Dragons get slayed. Fuck you, Christine. I don't like that. Dragons are cool. Oh, Owen's white privilege is showing. Yeah, probably. Well,
it's because you went to your fancy magnet school.
Yeah. You know. I was on the cover of USA Today. Do you know that?
Yeah, was that was that for that rape movie you did?
No, it was because I went to this school.
Were you raped a dude?
No,
he was in the background in a very little speck or two on the cover. But no, he was there.
I was there. It was front and center.
Were you the focus of the photo?
I was. There were four of us.
So that's in the photo. No.
And
four. That's pretty good though. Yeah, that's pretty good.
I was a fourth of the focus, that's for sure. I was wearing a red Limp Bizkit backwards hat. Ooh. I was Durston. And the
bulge
whole,
or no bulge?
So the whole article was.
Yeah, were you showing
shit.
Off the piece a little?
No. So I was trying to bulge. I was doing Jinko bulge probably at right around that time.
Jenko Ball.
I got into that school and they were all like, hey, this is gonna be the first online high school of ever, right? And then USA Today were like, whoa, that's interesting. So they wrote an article and I was one of four people of the first. You know.
Is this what and shot sure you were... into the rapist vibe in the indie
I think
movie?
I raped before. No, I was in the movie before that. Before. I was.
you were like 11 in that movie, right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
barely could get it up, but knew that when he got it up, he wanted to use it for nefarious purposes.
I don't know. What are you guys? I promised that we would play Benny's last voicemail, and in it he told me something about where like this was going, and I kind of want to see your opinion on about this. But yeah, Benny has some opinions on dolphins, blowholes, and that type of thing.
Yo, I've been thinking about this like in our little in between time, and. Yeah. I gotta say, like a dolphin, if they can think about it, like you can control your breathing, right? You think about like
you know they
sucking
can control
in,
that.
Sucking out. You can do that.
Ty, I already know what you're going for. You know they can control it.
You're basically
dolphins are also super horny and they like have
you're
been
asking
known
for
to
a blowhole
people.
Job, aren't you?
It takes
yo blowhole
a blowy
job. I'm not gonna
to
lie,
another
my
level.
Imagination went there and it sounds fun.
All right.
So the only problem with probably getting like a blowhole job would be that like when you finished, they would probably do that thing and like spray it all back at you. That thing where they like shoot out air. And spray
yeah,
it
but
all
if
back
you're
like
if you're pit. Owen, you're in a big saltwater pool, and it just washes right off. No big deal.
The chat room is very confused and think I'm an actual rapist. Thankfully,
I forgot. I say it so casually.
Yeah, no, thankfully, Semantics was kind of clearing it up. Or Sam from Semantics, she's clearing it up a little bit in there. Yeah, so I was in a movie when I was a kid, and it's a story about rape, and I was forced to be a bit of a rapist in the film. So that's the long
he says
and short.
Forced. That's we say the, enjoyed.
That's
whatever.
Long and short of that one. Thank you for yeah. Thank you for.
He was also a super smart kid in a super angry mean family. That movie was good too.
What? Which that? What was that one? What?
weren't you a little smart boy in a movie no. one time?
Maybe. That short film.
That short film.
And the one that I found I found the aliens.
I did.
And I made contact with aliens one time.
And you know what? Didn't get no reward.
Nothing.
Family was actually madder at him about it.
Very unacceptable. Let's see what Benny has to say about blowholes. I'm sure we're all going to have some opinions, but let's see what Benny has to say, and we'll discuss after.
What's up, guys? It's Benny calling in.
Thanks, Benny.
I just wanted to share my absolute disgust and fucking hatred for the blowhole.
So straight up.
All right.
All creatures with a blowhole, I just want you to know right off the bat, I'm not super, super happy with you.
This is not what I was anticipating at all.
Me neither. And he has a hatred.
I've never heard anyone have a strong opinion about a blowhole.
Well, Benny does.
I just wanted to share my absolute disgust and fucking hatred for the blowhole. I don't hate dolphins or whales, but blowholes are fucking disgusting. It's a nose on top of your head that shoots out snot. It looks like a giant fucking pussy.
So he doesn't like it because it's a hole on top of your head that it's disgusting that you can shoot snot out of and looks like a pussy. That's
this like in the psychologist world, I think this is a classic distraction. He loves blowholes.
You think
he's
so?
Obsessed with
He might be like really like overly into them. Overly.
He's painting it as disgusting, but he's thought about this real deep.
Too deep. When you say the word deep, I mean,
that's where his thoughts were going.
He penetrated. Deep. Those thoughts penetrated.
Yeah. Okay. There's a little bit more. It's finishing out.
Fucking pussy. I don't know. They got a perfectly good nose on a dolphin. Long snoot. Then again, they put the nose on top of the head. I don't get it. All right.
Okay.
Fuck off.
So that part, I agree with him with. All right. I agree with him. Because, evolution did all this work, right? To make a dolphin get this long ass snoot. And then it didn't put the breathing hole where the nose nostrils should be. It put it on the top of the head.
You'd live on land. It's a different story.
If you put the nose on the front of that dolphin, it's constantly going to have water shooting it. It'll be constantly like snorting because there's water in its nose. You got to put it on top so that it doesn't like constantly suck in water.
Is that it? Is that the idea? I don't know.
Thinking.
Well, why can't they just like swim up and be like, and then dip down? Like they could do the same shit. Why they got it that lazy?
Why don't they Owen? Why don't they just come up and breathe out of their goddamn mouth?
They
like
should.
Like everything else on the fucking planet.
Well, they should. They should get it. Fish and stuff. Get it together. Oxygen,
you know what,
bro?
You know what? Aquatic life. I'm taking a hard line against you motherfuckers. Yeah. You can't. You think you can live underwater and not be mouth breathers like the rest of us motherfuckers?
Get it together.
No.
Get it together. You gills.
Come on.
I'm over.
Get out of here.
I'm over you, gills.
You know what? I want some gills too. I want to be
if
like.
You get them. I should get them.
I want to be like Kevin Costner in Waterworld
style.
That movie sucks all the dicks, by the way.
No, it's actually, stands up over time.
No,
pretty
it doesn't.
Good.
Bro, no, it
watch
it was
Waterworld.
Cool. It was great. Cool because of the amount of jet skis it had in that.
Okay, so how do you feel
and
about
cigarettes? How did they smoke so many cigarettes?
Everyone was chain smoking in a world.
Where did they get all those cigarettes? I'm so happy.
I want to be one of the fucking cool dudes that were on the jet skis, the bad guys that were called the smokers, and that were smoking all the time while driving the smoking jet skis.
They had cartons everywhere. I don't know where they were, but
those guys were cool.
They busted one freighter that had like a just container after container of cigarettes.
Yeah, it's really
so they're set up for a little while.
Yeah, they got them for a couple of years.
Dude, imagine the secondhand like butt culture that must exist in that place where it's like the guys who don't fully smoke their cigarettes and they just kind of like flip them somewhere. Imagine how many people are like, oh my god,
you're talking about shorts culture.
Never agreed with this. Yeah.
I've never been a fan of. I've been like, hey, can
you
I get
smoke
a
smoke your cigarette?
Yeah,
if you're gonna smoke it, motherfucker.
But I'll give a guy a short, you know, before I give him a full cigarette. You know?
I'll give him.
I don't have a short because I'm usually my cigarettes. Yeah,
I'm not one to take shorts though. I don't really.
Oh, Well, that's what bums do. We're not that 7-Eleven. Speaking of 7-Eleven, real quick, I was in there today, and someone came in right behind me, and it was patchouli central. She was a hippie chick, and she had clearly, like, bathed in patchouli. I'm going to go ahead and say it again. I've said it before on the show. Patchouli's fucking gross. It smells terrible, and she stunk up the whole goddamn store. How you can walk in and smell the whole store, you know?
Patchouli's one of those things that I don't mind, but it's like it's a minuscule amount.
Nah,
like when people pour it on themselves, which they do constantly, it's rough.
I don't like it.
Owen, can I
you interject something here? What do you got?
It's about 7-Eleven, but we got a new cashier at our 7-Eleven. And for a long time we've had like the same couple people. It's like my dude, Overnight Dwayne, the pastry hookup.
Uh-huh.
He's so good. And this girl, Jackie, who's like the assistant manager. We have a super tall black dude, Alvin, who's the manager. But they'd had like this rotating spot that's just been like, I don't know, I guess they can't fill it.
That's where like a big red shows up, man. That's you got to be careful.
Oh, and starts
You got to be careful with that. You got to be careful with that rotating spot. This is when problems occur at the 7-Eleven.
Well, the new woman that took over the spot, it either is currently a crackhead,
uh-huh,
or at some point in her life was a crackhead or pill addict for an extensive period of time. And I know this because of where I grew up.
I was going to ask, like, why do you say that? What gives you, you know, such authority to know this information?
Well, one, I grew up in Brevard County around a bunch of pill heads and crackheads.
Okay, yeah. Okay, that does qualify you to make this judgment. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's got that thing where you say things to her and it takes about like 1, 2, 3 clicks through and then she'll respond. It's like she's got like a just
witness
like
this. Yes.
Yeah. Her movements aren't like fluid. They're like real.
Maybe
jerky.
She's got like Tourette's or something. Maybe she's got some neurological type of disorder.
She's overly chatty, which is another very crackheady, pilly thing to be.
I'd agree.
And you know what, I just don't like that she uses a lot of familiarity terms like sugar and honey.
Overly sweet sometimes.
This
is recovering crackhead.
Yeah. And I'm like, dude,
what
do
you look down what she can't be part of your 7-Eleven family? Like, what?
No,
why not?
Well, yeah, she
help her get
she
on
can,
help her get on
be.
The Mike B train, you know? Like, help
yo,
her.
If she ever actually asks you for a handout, that's the cutoff.
Yeah.
But at the 7-Eleven, like if you're just having to talk to her, this sounds like a good human to me.
That's not the thing.
What's the problem?
Everyone on day shift knows that it's just I'll tell you what I need. Just get it. I don't want to talk to you. I'll say like hello and goodbye and like thank you. I'll be pleasant, but I don't want to talk during the day.
See, it still would be. It'd be funny to hear everybody say that to her, like as they check out.
Just don't.
I feel I always have to talk to my 7-Eleven women and dudes. Like I got relationships. I mean, I got Kiki down there. Kiki's fucking ready to party right now. Kiki is like straight up ready to party. Like she's getting ready to fucking throw down. I got Vince. He's an absolute stud. You know, he's like 60 years old, but black don't crack. And that motherfucker, he runs that goddamn place. I don't forget the other one's name, but she got busted teeth, but she's nice, you know, so I talked to her too, you know, and I forget her name.
But you just don't talk to Big Red.
I just don't like Big Red. I mean, I have a,
and she's still there.
She's still there.
You have a rapport with Big Red, you know.
Yeah, no, and she knows when I come in, she's got my cigarettes waiting. Like she's got the drill. She knows, you know, so yeah,
but
it could be worse.
Everybody during day shift pretty much knows that, like, I'll say hello and thank you, but it just don't, like, I'm not going to talk to a bunch, like, especially in the morning. But at night, Dwayne's like the only one who gets to talk to me.
Like, I feel you. So I was going to ask you guys this as we start wrapping up things for the evening. I know, Mikey, you've got a couple things you want to bring up.
I do.
For a final segment. But before we get to that, my pee today smells like fried chicken. I haven't had fried chicken in a while. Why is my pee smelling like fried chicken?
I don't know, but that's a blessing, dude.
It's actually like, I'm like, oh, you know what? That's not terrible smelling. It smells like fried chicken. It's weird. It's very odd. I can't really imagine that. Yeah, it's an odd one. There was
nothing in the kitchen, correct?
No. It's just a fried. You got a fried chicken thing going on. I don't know.
What does it smell like? Oil or like?
Yeah, just fried chicken, like KFC.
Oh, you don't have like a Lee's?
Yeah, it's just
famous a, fried.
Maybe I don't know. It's like a. It's more of a KFC. Yeah,
it was more KFC.
It didn't have like a Popeyes, like a little bit of a Cajun twinge to it.
A little spicy.
No. It's more KFC. Yeah.
Samantha is correct. But, you don't shower. This could have just been your balls smelling.
Oh,
like
it could have.
Chicken.
You're right. That could be greasy BH. It could be. Could have been that. I don't know.
You could have had a stank butthole.
Maybe, but it smelled
and
like.
See? Now Mike
like...
B, who washes his butthole twice a day, it doesn't sound so bad, huh?
Well, no, that's impossible because I've been in pools and hot tubs. I've been taking care of...
That's where the fried came from. The pool made your balls smell like chicken.
Yeah.
And then the hot tub done fried those bad boys up. You got a fried chicken ball sack.
I like this theory. I will endorse it. Yes.
That's pure science, baby.
Something, I'm glad you brought up theories.
You can't deflate that.
Did you know there is a new conspiracy theory going on out there that Morgan Freeman might be Jimi Hendrix?
I did see this.
And if you do the side-by-side picture of the two of them, they look pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it's worth mentioning. It is pretty funny.
It is good.
What if
Samantha,
what if
do
like...
a show on that one, please? If Semantics can do, you heard about this one on that thing, that would be good. I would listen to that one. I want Morgan Freeman might be Jimi Hendrix. That'd be a good show. I'd listen to that. That's it.
Samantha says this theory is racist as fuck.
Why is it racist?
Kind of racial properties, yeah.
They got big noses. They black. they look similar.
That's not what we were saying.
That's not what we were saying. That's what.
Look at them both side by side. They got the same.
That's what
nose.
Adolf Butler over
they
here
got
was
the
saying.
Same nose, and they got the same color skin, and they, you know, like Jimi Hendrix had all them weird fucking warty things, moly moles, like. Freeman does.
Okay, Christine did kind of point it out, Owen. Your theory is that two black guys look alike.
No, it's not because they just black. It's like there's plenty of black people that don't look alike, but these two actually do look alike. That's a fair assessment. I mean, that's not racist.
Yeah, but
black people can look alike too.
That's assuming you're thinking of like a young Morgan Freeman looking like Jimi Hendrix
old ass Morgan Freeman looks like if Jimi Hendrix were to get older, he would look like him. That's what we're saying. That's what we're saying.
And funny, but it's a stretch.
Nah. It's not racist, man. It's just because look. So two white people could look like each other, right? Why can't two black people look like each other?
Here it is.
What? I'm just. That's not. What were you gonna do with the final segment of the show?
I think it's time for another edition of a game that I came up with.
Yeah.
Called Oh No Go To's.
All right. Let's play some tunes.
Yeah. Oh No Go To's.
Go.
So, in case you are not familiar with Oh No Go To's,
yep.
This is where I come up with a topic, and I ask the rest of the guys here on the show what their go to. Or whatever the topic is, you know, if I was asking Owen, what's your go-to car brand? If you support any one car brand over anything
else. I'm a Jaguar man.
If you had the money to just buy a new car,
yeah,
buy a Jaguar.
I'd be buying a Jag. Yeah. What about you? What are you going with?
Okay. I really like Honda. I'd probably buy an old Civic again.
Honda and all car brands. You go Honda.
I'm surprised.
I really like Honda. No.
I'm actually surprised that Jaguar for Owen too. I don't know.
Anyways, that's just
Well, I'm classy, you know. I feel like it fits my good looks.
Fair enough.
So anyways, this particular night's version of Oh No Go To's, we're going to be discussing what's your go-to order at all these different specific styles of restaurants. So we're going to start off real easy. Guys, if you go to a Mexican restaurant, like a traditional Mexican restaurant, what do you order? What's your go-to if you just can't see anything but that one thing on the menu that you like and you're not feeling adventurous?
Frijadas.
What do you?
Those things. The is it frijada? What's that one? It's like
fajitas.
No. It's not
frijitas.
No. I'm getting it wrong. It's them. It's like the fried. What are they called? Yeah, those things. Flautas.
Did you say frijada for flauta?
Flauta.
Flautas are awesome, but it's still a weird go-to.
Yeah, those are my go-to. I like that, and I like, you know, I like a good standard burrito, you know. But yeah, flautas. That's
Owen can have his way at this Mexican restaurant, he's getting flautas.
Yeah.
Ty, when you go to a Mexican restaurant, what do you just go for? What's your standard?
I do have a wide variety of the things I like. And for me, like, in all honesty, with all my tastes, I don't like to do the same thing all the time. But at the same time, for Mexican food, quesadilla is always a go-to
quesadilla is more white boy than flautas.
I want a quesadilla with whatever else I get. Like, the whatever else I get is the, give me a little bit of this spicy motherfucker and this over here, but I always want a quesadilla. quesadilla.
So quesadilla is your standard, but you tend to spice it up maybe with a taco or something else on the side.
Well,
is
that whatever it may be. Yeah, there is usually a couple of things.
An adventurous empanada or something. Yeah, I understand.
Oh, I'd love a good empanada too.
Yeah, man. And also for real, like, I gotta say, what's the place right by you in the fucking shopping mall?
Cilantro's?
No, it's the
I know what you're thinking of. It's La making Fiesta. Me mad. I can't La say. Fiesta.
Yeah, La Fiesta. La Fiesta is a
great
jam.
La Fiesta is a great Mexican joint right by me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God damn it, it's so good every time.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm gonna be honest, guys. Enchilada. Yeah. I like a nice 2-enchilada plate, red or green. Either way, I'll take them both. My mom, oddly enough, makes a white enchilada. That is just killer. But yeah, enchiladas are my go-to.
All right. I do like a good enchilada. It's got all the ingredients kind of rolled up there in one, like ready to go. Like it and then the cheese on top, right? Like that, you got to have that.
Yeah. And yeah. If they make a really good red sauce, I'll usually just go red right over top. Let me get it.
I like it. I used to love a good solid chalupa from Taco Bell too. I'm not gonna rule that out.
Chalupas from Taco Bell are great.
I might have to order Taco Bell.
Actually, what I was thinking about when you asked me was Tamale Co. I love tamales. Yeah. I fucking love tamales.
See, I'm not super into the corn thing. You know,
I am, man. Like, that's my jam. I love all the tamales.
Mm. Yeah, it's not my deal. What's the next one we got, Jeremy?
All right, Owen. What's the next one we got? Ty, if you're going to an Italian joint, what are you ordering?
Ooh, I know what I'm ordering.
We'll start with Ty this time.
Italian joint. I mean, I'm going to look over the menu and sort of saunter over the choices. One of the main choices will always be the
he doesn't know words.
Chicken fucking
he's thinking about a chicken
parmesan.
That's what
chicken
he's thinking.
Parm.
Yeah,
it's always in the list of things. You can't help it.
He's not wrong. Chicken parm is always up there. Chicken parm is definitely and in a good place with a good chicken parm, I will fucks with it. I like an eggplant parmesan as well.
I'm not gonna lie, eggplant parm is damn delicious, but still, I'm gonna high bet.
I will do the chicken before that.
Guys, you can parmesan just about anything and throw it on my plate, and I'm really into it. Owen,
I will do either. I'm a chicken parm man, like Ty, but the other two options. I'm a ravioli guy. I like a good solid ravioli. Can really get me. But I'm a sucker for a solid lasagna. So if you've got any of the three, I'm going to be a happy man, you know?
I feel like lasagna is one of those things I got to be, like, ready and prepared for. But at the same time, it's so gratifying when you have a great lasagna.
I look down on people that get fettuccine alfredo at an Italian restaurant.
Oh, it's so boring. It's such a boring choice.
Yeah. I look down
on
you.
That is the basic bitch of Italian food.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember what it was like to be 9 years old at an Italian restaurant. Because it is, you know? It sucks. I mean, it doesn't suck, it's just, it's lame.
I'm going to be honest, guys. It's fried raviolis for me.
You're a fried ravioli man. See, that's more of a pizza place thing. That's not fancy Italian restaurant, fried ravioli.
Okay.
I don't know what fucking fancy restaurants you're going
to. I only go to the fanciest Italian
restaurant.
I worked at one.
Broadway pizza, fried ravioli. That's what I think.
I believe the Little Caesars.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
Oh, Italian, it hurts.
Yeah. I think they're opening one near me, which is a sign of economic depression. So, you know, it's cool.
Although I will say, when I was cooking, like my standard dish I would make for myself when they were basically telling me, like, yeah, just take home whatever you want, was linguine in a white clam sauce.
Oh,
so fucking good.
I'd have to try that again because I do like me some seafood. I gotta try the clam sauce scenario again. I feel like
clam sauce is a good sauce.
Am I giving it a bad rap in my head, and I shouldn't be? Like, I need to probably give it another shot.
Oh, yeah. Girl, I really like your clam sauce. Yeah.
That was uncalled for, Ty. That was extremely.
Yeah. Nope. It's perfectly called for.
All right.
What do we got next?
So I was kind of trying to debate, but I'm gonna kind of put a lot of, if you're going to go to a Chinese restaurant, a sit down, or if you're ordering through
literally never in my life sat down and eaten inside of a Chinese restaurant.
Oh, a Chinese
never
buffet.
In your life?
You've never been to a Chinese buffet?
Buffet, yeah, but not Chinese restaurant. Not.
It's the same thing, kind of, mostly.
Yeah, most I guess it is.
Buffet is a Chinese restaurant? Shit.
There aren't a lot of Chinese restaurants around here that are
sit down
that aren't buffet.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
To be fair.
Yeah.
You have like Hato Pato, which, by the way.
Hato Pato? I don't know what that is, but
you never like, gone.
No.
If I'm gonna give up one free plug in the evening, Hato Pato is the shit.
All right. I go to China Star. That's
That's.
Can I say
you look like a China Star?
I'm
man.
A China Star guy. There's
like
also
the Hato Pato like recipe of things though. Like in all honesty, I know you're a chef, Mikey, but like.
He ain't a chef.
If I go to a goddamn restaurant, I don't really want to cook my own food to prepare for myself.
Yeah, fuck that noise.
Oh, no, see, as a cook, I'm like, I would much rather make my own food than all you do is prepare it for me. I'll cook it myself.
See, that's like, I get it. I know what you're saying as somebody who works in the fucking industry, but at the same time, for me...
I'm paying you?
I've done it before. I've done it before, and I'm like, it gets me all up in my head. I'm like... I'm freaking out over my dinner just because I want to cook it perfectly and shit. It bothers me. I'd rather not assume the responsibility.
Well, I can see that. You just want to sit down and like enjoy yourself, wait till the food
But
comes.
At the same time, Hato Pato is still like enticing. Like I've had my fun at Hato Pato.
But if you're going to go to an Asian restaurant, what are you ordering? Even if you're just getting takeout for China Star Owen over here.
Oh,
what are you getting?
What am I getting? I got a couple of goats. Beef lo mein. Gotta be on the fucking menu. I like a good General South chicken. I like that.
Can't help it.
That's some good shit. I need some fried rice. I need some crab rangoons. I need them. And I tell you what, I was mad at this one place. That is a Chinese restaurant. It's got all like the best ratings like near me. It's called Peter's Kitchen. Automatically, I don't like it, right? It's called Peter's Kitchen. Like,
it's not the mold.
No.
It's not bad though.
Like but it's like it's good but they don't got the crab rangoon. That it's really good Chinese. I will go out of my way to not order at that place because they don't got the rangoons. And I need my goons. I need my goons. You know?
I can't blame you, man. I can't blame you. I've had Peter's before and it's decent. The food is good, but like I'm right there with you. I remember ordering from them and being like, Where are my raccoons at?
Where's my raccoons, motherfucker? Like, get it together, Peter, in your kitchen. Learn how to make the goons.
They're so easy to make, too, come man. On, like, Peter. It's so simple.
Get it together. And I want it to be an Asian man named Peter. And I'm sure it is. But I want Peter to learn how to make some fucking goons. That's all.
Yeah.
What was the last? Okay, so Ty,
the orange chicken Chinese. Calls my name as the super white boy choice. Oh, okay. Orange chicken is always my jam. And some sort of shrimp, whatever it may be.
You're a shrimp. You're a shrimper.
I do enjoy the good shrimp Chinese food, yes.
I make fun of my wife and tell her she's an awful human being when she orders that, because it's always the worst of the shrimp, and it's terrible. And yeah, only terrible people order shrimp from Chinese places.
You are like, so mean to T.
Come on, man.
I don't understand.
You don't understand what she does to me, Mike. Like, I'm telling you.
We want diary sessions.
Awful.
I need an Amber Heard-esque full deposition on this.
Everybody thinks, oh, Owen's so... I'm telling you, man, she beats me.
She's the bad one.
She's the bad one.
She always was.
Oh, you son of a...
Shut up. She's in the next room. Can't...
She can't hear me. Nah, she can only hear you.
Watch the game. Oh, Lightning. Yay! Well,
whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yeah, so, all right. For me... I'm right with Owen, with the, Rangoons, they gotta be there the for Rangoons. Me.
All three of us, we're gooners, right?
Very pro.
I'm not gonna take that as a mantle, say. No.
Yeah, we're gooners now.
We can put a banner out of
Yeah, we're
show.
Gooners. That's the gooners.
Home of the gooners.
Yeah. I like it.
I love a Rangoon. I love beef lo mein. It's so damn good. But if I had to get one singular dish, it would probably be pad thai every time.
But so doesn't pad thai cross? I'm sorry if I didn't put that into Chinese territory. But
yeah, I just said Asian
because it isn't. No, because it isn't. It's Thai. It's literally in the name.
And that's why I
fucking love some.
No,
Thai
you
food,
said
though.
Chinese food, bro.
And the second time around, I said Asian restaurant. So okay. I was like, well, that's kind of limiting.
I mean, in that case, I will take a nice Indian curry because they're in fucking Asia. So
good. Like, I like that. Yeah, I like that take on this.
Yeah. See who's racist now, motherfucker. God
damn it. I believe.
You don't know nothing about your Asians, your Orientals. You know.
So moving on, we got two more spots that we're going to stop through on this culinary tour with Ono.
Yeah.
Number four is a breakfast joint.
Oh.
One of these places that's only open till 2 in the afternoon. No sandwiches, okay. Just breakfast.
So you're does that rule out my IHOPs and Denny's?
I guess you could use IHOP and Denny's. That's fine.
They're still open at those times.
Yeah, okay.
But that means you could get pot roast because IHOP serves fucking pot roast.
I'm not going there ever and getting a burger at Denny's or a burger at IHOP or pot roast at any of those places, right? Like, I'm going to Denny's or I'm going to IHOP and I'm getting breakfast. Like, and if you're not, you're doing something
wrong.
Moons
over Miami.
Well, you're doing something wrong with your life if you're not in fucking, getting breakfast when you're at Denny's or IHOP. For me, I was a Denny's man growing up. I have a Waffle House. First up, Waffle House. Oh, shit. Holy fuck! I think we put
it
in.
We did it. We did it. We scored.
I think we did.
There we go. We're still in it, baby. We're still in it.
Lightning through. Through to the next round. Beautiful. Beautiful.
And we play a game 7.
No, that's what I meant. Through to the next game, and then the next game will be on my actual birthday. So that'll be fun. That'll be on my birthday. It's Saturday game, a little birthday celebration when we win, I'll be really sad. I was team Denny's always growing up. Changed to team Waffle House for a long time, and I still appreciate a good Waffle House. But I gotta say, I've converted to Team IHOP. I'm an IHOP. Really? I'm an IHOPman.
What do they got at IHOP for you that you eat?
I'm telling you, their breakfast sampler is just more reasonably priced and better cooked. And you know what? IHOP, they know how to deliver a good breakfast to your door. They know how to do it.
One, you're an absolute savage for having breakfast delivered to
Sunny you. Sunny side up eggs.
You, those eggs are immediately not hot.
Oh, they're delicious. They got it. No, you don't.
Still great.
They're great. They're still one fantastic. Yeah.
I feel like I started as a Perkins person.
You're a Perkins guy.
Being up north, we had better Perkins breakfast than Denny's breakfast up north.
Mm.
But once I was a Floridaman at 18, like, the decisions between whether it be IHOP or Denny's or Waffle House, most of the time it was fucking Denny's. Most of the time.
Denny's is a good shout, man. Oh, hang on. My thing's going to turn off. You keep talking.
You're a thing. But for real, like, I mean, Moons Over Miami is like the classic of all classic for me when it comes to the breakfast sandwich. I don't know about you, Mikey, but fucking Moons Over Miami wins my heart.
Well, somebody put my choice up in the chat already. But guys, while Waffle House is amazing, Denny's is pretty good, IHOP is solid, none of them can hold a candle to a Cracker Barrel, baby. Cracker Barrel breakfast with free biscuits, gravy, and grits. You get that just for ordering food.
I'm gonna freak you out, Mikey. I have not ever eaten at a Cracker Barrel in my life, be it breakfast or dinner. Never
Holy
once.
Holy shit, what?
Never once have I eaten at a Cracker
what?
Barrel. What? Nope. I'm really missing out.
What?
See, my
parents... Did I really not know that?
Nah, what? My parents would never go there because they didn't sell booze. They were like, we're not going there. That's-
oh, they've changed that, by the way.
Oh, they got booze there now?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm...
Beer and wine, son.
Let's Cracker Barrel it up. Let's do it. You know what? Now I'm in.
Yeah, no, you can get a Bud Light
with my breakfast?
With your breakfast, dude.
It's fucking dude.
Cracker Barrel is good. It is good.
All right. I like it.
I will say I have... I'm trying to remember where we went. We had, I think it was just at the hotel we stayed at one time. The breakfast at this hotel we stayed at once. We went to a wedding over on the West Coast, over in St. Pete. But the hotel we stayed in had like a little breakfast joint in it. Like, or they served breakfast in the morning.
Do you have memories of it? It was so good that you just, you think, yeah.
I had a Eggs Benedict.
I can tell you're getting a little food boner right now, aren't you? You're getting...
I'd still think about it. I want more of it.
I was a kid. I remember having the first time I ever had chocolate covered strawberries. It was at a yacht club. And I had my first chocolate covered strawberry. And then I realized I fit in with these people. These people are my people. They're rich. They're good looking. Yep. They're, you know, yes. Like they're my type of people. So I figured, you know, I will be eating a lot of chocolate covered strawberries in my life, you know, from now on. And
makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been a lot less chocolate covered strawberries than I thought there would be. Morgan Freeman, Jimi Hendrix. I still stand by it. That means was that damn, the end? Was that the end it. Of your segment? Was that? Do you have any? Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Jesus. Thanks, you guys, for playing another round of Oh No Go To's.
Oh No Go To's. Yeah.
Boop, boop, boop.
And hey, you know, I think it was good luck. We've got the Lightning through to the next game.
We did it, guys.
We did it. We did it.
It was us.
That was us. Uno Radio that was show. Definitely us. I like I said, I'm strolling on my onto the birthday. I'm onto the birthdays on Saturday. Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna have a pool party. And like an adult. And
you don't have a pool?
I don't have a pool, no. This is where my friends come in, you see. Like it is nice to have some friends where I can just be like, okay, so I didn't really ask. I just told them. I'm like, hey, so like, it's my birthday on Saturday, and like, I'm gonna be there, and a lot of people are probably gonna show up, and then we're gonna grill, and then we're gonna be in the pool. Yeah,
it's gonna be great.
That's kind of how I do it. And then they're like, okay, it seems like it's not. You know,
reasonable.
I invited Derek. I don't know why I invited Derek. He said he might show up. I don't know. I'm scared.
You and Derek are friends. Don't try and play it like you and Derek are buddies.
Well, he.
What's wrong with that?
He. I don't know.
Did he touch you in a weird place?
I feel like Derek wants to beat me up sometimes. Like he.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm pretty sure most people want to beat you up sometimes, Nolan.
Most. Probably.
I don't want to beat you up, buddy.
I know. Is it because my pee smells like fried chicken? Is it?
Yeah, because I want to smell your fried chicken pee, because that sounds amazing.
What? So I got, for my birthday, I got, Teresa got me the gift of new AirPods, you know? Like, I got the new fancy ones, the generation, the three.
Oh, even though you told her, oh, don't splurge, get me the meh ones.
No, I got the.
Yeah, I'm glad you said it like, oh.
Well, I'm glad that I'm loved. And, you know, yeah. I'm telling you, though, they sound really good, bro. Like, they got this, and here's what's nuts about them, right? So they got
So you're
this,
listening to them already.
Yeah.
Pre-birthday.
Yeah.
You are the worst, Owen. You can't even hold out till your birthday.
Well,
it's like a few days away, man.
It's 2 days, but I was the ones I was using, I was just like, ah, these are garbage. I know there's better ones than that.
Blame you. Don't get
can
me
I just
wrong.
Get them, you know.
I'm gonna give you shit.
And then I got them. And then, they sound really, really, really fucking good. And I, what was I about to say about them? Oh, so no, they got this mode in it. It's like this spatial listening mode. And I was debating whether or not I was going to say anything about this, but I'll tell you. So the spatial listening mode, it's like when you're watching certain videos, right? Like, say, like, I'm holding up the camera, like my phone, right? Like, I'm watching a YouTube video. If I move my head to, like, the right, like, if I look over here to the left, or if I look over here to the right, it will sort of, like, aim the sound at where your head is. So, like, it's almost like the left ear will go, like, louder, and the right ear will go softer. It sort of, like, directs the audio. So maybe or maybe I didn't throw on a little pornos, and it was freaking me out because there was all sorts of sounds coming from all sorts of places. Is all I'm telling you. It was a different experience. It was like audio VR. It was like an something like that. Does that make sense?
I'm not opposed to this, but it still sounds strange. I don't want to be distracted.
Oh, it was distracting. It was definitely it was a weird rebound. You know, I mean, I got used to it, Ty, but it was a weird. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know really how to describe it, but it was like and. Audio version of kind of like a virtual reality type thing. Yeah, it's all like
I don't want to hear the sound of somebody's like balls slapping against other things like in a weird fucking like it's not right in front of me. I don't know how I feel about that.
The reverb was perfect. The whole, just the way it felt, it filled, filled the room, you know, like it was a nice,
nice fuck ambience.
It was, the ambience was correct, you know. Are we done here? I think we're done here, probably.
Gentlemen, should be. Is that
enough? Should we do more? I don't know. I think that's probably pretty good for things in the grand scheme of the world. Oh, don't hit that one too. Oh, don't
hit it all.
Sorry, there's a lot of buttons. There's a lot of buttons.
So many buttons.
So many buttons.
Yeah. We're out of here though. And hey, thank you very much for tuning in to this week's Ono Radio Show 2.0.
Hey,
that's a 2.2.
Hey, congratulations to the Tampa Bay Lightning for keeping things alive, baby. And let's hope that we can move forward into another game. Hey, I'm going to be 36 years old on Saturday, so, you know, give me money.
Hey.
Remember? Give me money, that part. So, it's my birthday, so she gave me money and stuff. And you can do that over at patreon.com/ONRS. That's how you, give me money. Or you just, donate to, you know, whatever. You find, there's, just go to Ono Media. There's all sorts of things where you can, pay money to me. You should do one of them. That's a lot. I mean, it's easy. If you want to give me money, just, you know, I got Venmo, I got the cash, whatever you want, the PayPal.
Whatever. If you want to tie an envelope of money to a brick, just throw it at Owen's house.
Whatever, you know, just money. You should
do it.
And you should be doing that, right? Because we give you so much entertainment for free, and you don't give me it. I give you everything, you know? You should give me money. That's what they told me they should do. And, there's a Facebook group. You should be in there. Just look for Ono Radio Show on Facebook, you dumb idiot. We're a wrestling thing too. We do wrestling shows. OnoWrestling.com, and there's a Facebook thing for that. Again, look it up, you dumb fucking idiot.
Why are you being so mean to the list?
Because they don't give me money. If they gave me money, I wouldn't be so mean to them. This is the easy part. Anyway, thank you all for listening. And what do we say when we get out of here for the evening, boys?
Eat a bag of dicks.
Eat a full bag of dicks.
Big old bag of dicks.
Have you tried our bag of dicks?
Oh, lightly fried, very spicy dicks.
Oh, you.
It's over. It's gonna be a really good year. I hope the money's gonna get